Okay, we are up and recording. Can I please have you both state your name and title?
My name is Dr. David Marrero. I'm the immediate past president of the American Diabetes Association.
And my name is Dr. Andrew Gurman, and I am the president-elect of the American Medical Association.
Very good. Okay, doctors, today we want to talk to you guys a little bit about prediabetes. And actually, according to the release, more than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, and 90% of them don't even know it. Okay, so let's get started a little bit. Dr. Gurman, why don't you tell us what exactly it is that you do in your position, and then we will move on.
Well, I'm the president-elect of the American Medical Association, and the AMA is dedicated to the improvement of public health. So my involvement with this issue here today is on behalf of the AMA. We are involved in a public awareness campaign about prediabetes. It's a partnership with the American Diabetes Association, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Ad Council. As you mentioned, 86 million people in this country have prediabetes, which is defined as having a blood sugar higher than normal, but not so high as to qualify for a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. And 90% of those people don't know it. So there is a website that is part of this public awareness campaign. It is doihaveprediabetes.org. And people can go there, take a simple test answering a few questions to find out whether or not they are at risk for prediabetes. If they are, they should go to their doctor and have the appropriate blood tests done to confirm that.
Okay, and the other side of that, doctor?
Just as my colleague said, prediabetes is becoming more than prevalent. It's almost out of control. We're talking 1/3 of the United States has prediabetes. So it's very, very prevalent. Unfortunately, it doesn't have clinical symptoms like many diseases do, where you can say, oh, I have a problem, I better go see my doctor. So it's really important that people take advantage of the website that Dr. Gurman mentioned and actually do a very simple test. It's a question and answer test. It will suggest to you whether or not you need to see your physician to find out or rule out whether or not you have prediabetes.
This is Andy Gurman again. The good news is that if you do have prediabetes, there are concrete things you can do to minimize your risk of developing type 2 diabetes. If you have prediabetes and you don't do anything, you have up to a 30% chance of developing type 2 diabetes. That's associated with increased risk of stroke, heart attack, blindness, amputation, and significant morbidity or disability. But there are things you can do through diabetes prevention programs, and my colleague will talk about that more in a second. But you can access a list of these on the website, and you can make some changes in terms of losing a little bit of weight, getting a little bit more active physically, that can have a tremendous impact on your overall health.
This is Dr. Marrero. As my colleague said, there's amazing science now that has shown us, has proven that, in fact, we can prevent or delay the onset of type 2 diabetes in people with prediabetes. And what we're talking about is very modest changes in lifestyle. Losing between 5 to 10% of your body weight for a 200-pound person, that's like 10 to 15, 20 pounds tops, right? And increasing your physical activity to the equivalent of 150 minutes a week of something like walking, so 30 minutes a day, can have this huge impact in reduction of risk. That reduction is as much as 60%, and in older people, it's actually 70%. So it really has an enormous benefit. And the programs that are supported by the CDC are evidence-based. They've been vetted. They're clearly effective. They're twice as effective as any medication that might be applied to the same problem.
Okay, very good. This is all very interesting, and I know that our listeners are really going to want to know about it. One of the things we want to speak a little bit more about, though, is the rates of prediabetes within Missouri itself. Do you guys have the numbers on that?
In Missouri, there are estimated to have to be 1.6 million people with prediabetes. And again, remember that 90% of those don't know it. So 1.4 million people in Missouri have prediabetes, don't know it, and everybody needs to take this test.
Absolutely. Now, are there any, you guys have spoke about what they can do to keep it from regressing into type 2 diabetes, but are there any sort of maybe symptoms or early warning signs that they might see without having this diagnosis right now or without going to be tested that might want to push them farther to go and get that test? Are there anything they should be looking for?
Unfortunately, it is not a condition where there's clear-cut symptoms that will say, oh, you have prediabetes, okay? For example, when you have diabetes, frequently people start urinating more. They become very thirsty, and that drives them to the doctor to say, what's going on here? Prediabetes is a little more subtle than that. However, for people that are overweight or obese, for people that have a first-degree relative with type 2 diabetes, mother, father, sister, brother, for people that are of ethnic background, particularly Native Americans, Latinos, and African Americans, for people that are older, and for people that have had a history of diabetes during pregnancy called gestational diabetes, these are all risk factors that suggest you have a higher probability of developing type 2 diabetes and you will have prediabetes.
Okay. This is Andy Gurman, but the important thing to remember is everybody should take the test because nobody is immune to this.
Okay, very good. So one more time, can you guys please let people know where they can get in contact with someone to set up something to get this test done?
www.doihaveprediabetes.org.
Very good. I want to thank you both for taking the time out of your day to speak with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners know?
Just to do it now. You know, the numbers are extraordinarily large. The costs are almost unbelievable, not only in fiscal costs, but in social costs. It's really time for us as a population to take control of the situation. And we can do it, and it's not that difficult.